It is the radio segment that's still addicted to playing Pokemon Go. It just won't stop. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other numbskulls don't. This first laser story is out of Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. Recently, a 28-year-old woman named Brittany Ann Clenny took a can of purple spray paint to a park, and she caused $10,000 in damage by covering the place in love messages for her boyfriend, John.
Oh, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, I'm sure John was real thrilled. Like,
she spray painted stuff on the side of a wooden dock that was just installed, on some big rocks next to it, on the side of a wall, and on a giant column for a huge overhead bridge.
Okay.
Unfortunately for Brittany, though, the cops were easily able to figure out who did it because she actually used John's full name in one of the messages. It said, quote, John Ryan Wilson, you stole my heart and I love it.
Oh, my God. And here's his address.
Yeah.
And here's mine.
Well, one of her messages was actually signed Brittany Ann.
No, stop it.
Geez.
The cops tracked her down pretty easily by inputting their names into Facebook. And when they found Brittany a few days later, she still had purple paint on one of her arms.
Don't!
She's now facing felony charges for criminal mischief.
Wow.
Yeah, $10,000 is a lot of damage.
Dang.
This next laser story is out of Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Maryland. Yeah.
A 79-year-old man named Lewis Tilden had been frustrated for decades. Years ago, the city's official records messed up the date he was born and mistakenly listed his birthday on April 23rd instead of the correct date, April 21st.
Okay, so 2 days difference.
But after years of petitioning and submitting proof, the paperwork error was finally changed.
Hooray!
So how did he celebrate? He walked down to a convenience store and bought a lottery ticket. And he considered the two dates, April 21st and April 23rd, to be lucky. So he used those dates to buy a multi-match ticket.
Oh, goodness.
We all know what's coming.
Yeah, right?
Fast forward a few days later, Lewis was reading the newspaper and turned to the lottery section. And he said, quote, when I saw the lottery numbers that I picked on the page, my eyes just grew bigger and bigger.
Oh, my God.
I can't imagine.
He then realized that he had scored $1.9 million.
Oh!
Yeah. Afterwards, he quickly called his wife, and when he told her how much he'd won, she didn't believe him and hung up the phone on him.
I wouldn't believe it either. I'd be like, yeah, right. That's cute.
Even though she didn't believe him, the couple says they plan to use some of the money to pay off their bills and donate to their local church.
Oh, man.
I know.
Yeah.
Do something better with it. Blow that all on, like, some samurai swords.
There you go. You know?
This next laser story is out of Maple Heights, Ohio. A 40-year-old guy named Marquico Lewis got out of prison last month after doing a 2.5-year stint for robbing a bank.
Mm.
And the very next day, when he was set free, he went back to that same bank. And did he apologize to them?
That's what I want to hear.
No. He robbed it again.
What?
Same one.
You
know, for 2 years, he's like, no, if I would have just done this differently, I would have gotten away. So he thought he probably had it figured out.
He even handed the teller the exact same note that said, quote, don't do anything stupid.
Don't!
And how cliche.
Yeah. It appears he's not very familiar with the concept of irony. Either.
Yeah.
Anyway, the cops caught him again after he ran away the exact same way he did 2.5
okay.
years ago.
Jeez.
And now he's facing robbery charges again.
No.
I have a feeling he'll get out, do it again. The cycle's going to repeat, I think. This next laser story is out of Snack Food Central. Oreos seems like they're rolling out brand new flavors every couple hours at this point.
Yeah, you can't even keep up.
That still didn't stop them from asking the public for their flavor suggestions. And as you can imagine, hundreds of thousands of ideas came in. In the end, Oreo has decided to market 3 new flavor ideas, and they may not be what you expect. Here are the limited edition flavors that they're rolling out. Number 1, Cherry Cola.
Interesting.
Number 2, Kettle Corn.
Oh, yeah.
And the 3rd new Oreo flavor, Pina Colada.
Wow.
Okay. That sounds gross, man. Not with the chocolate cookies.
Yeah.
Or are they going white cookies on that one? Remember,
Do
the white cookies, the vanilla cookies sometimes.
Cookies,
yep.
Yeah.
Why did they choose these 3? Well, the judging criteria included taste appeal, creativity, originality, and after a rigorous taste test, those were the 3 most popular tasting ones.
It'd be awesome if the pina colada actually had alcohol in it.
Yeah.
You know? Just
Oreo
drunk
wasted.
Off Oreos.
Company said it was blown away not only by how many ideas were submitted, but also by the creativity and imagination of our fans. And now it says it's trying to pick a winner from the three and hosting a contest to determine the public's favorite one.
Yeah, they're like, why have we been hiring all these flavor scientists when we can just ask the public and do it for free?
So if you don't like those flavors, just wait like a day because Oreo keeps releasing new flavors. This next leisure story is out of Computer Safety Headquarters. Researchers in Belgium just found out something shocking. Most Wi-Fi isn't safe.
We all know that already, like
literally almost every Wi-Fi network in the world uses a security protocol that has a major flaw. So that means that pretty much any Wi-Fi can be hacked. Whoa. Hackers could use the flaw to intercept any data that you send from your computer or your phone, including credit card info, passwords, emails, even your hot dude's account login information. They could also possibly put stuff on your computer, like a virus.
Okay, so all those old people who wouldn't do online shopping because they were scared of entering in their information were actually correct?
Yeah, they were right.
Okay.
So what can you do about it? Unfortunately, not much, really, because changing your passwords won't even really fix this.
Okay, good. Thanks, guys.
So we're kind of at the mercy of the companies and organizations that regulate the Wi-Fi standards to come up with patches. Until then, you can avoid public networks and stay on your home network because your router should have a little extra security to protect you, but really doesn't matter because if somebody wanted to hack your Wi-Fi at home, they can still do that.
You really wanted to.
So basically, you're screwed no matter what.
Great.
This
Thank
next
you.
Laser story is out of Survey World. When you're at work, how much of that time is spent focusing on your actual duties?
4.5 minutes?
No, that's a lot. And how much do you slack off and avoid work? Apparently, if you're working more than 70% of the time at your job, then you're above average.
Wow.
A new survey found the average worker is disengaged 26% of the time. So about a quarter of the average workday is spent slacking off, taking long bathroom breaks, avoiding doing things and using social media.
Dude, seriously, that's why we should only have a 4-day work week. If we actually concentrated and got all of our stuff done in 4 days, easy.
Yeah.
I mean, this proves we have a whole day we just waste anyway.
They've done studies to prove that people actually work more efficiently when they don't have to work as many hours.
Okay, so
but for some reason, people just want to see your body there to go, they're working hard.
Yeah,
it's like, I've been done with everything for 3 days. I have no work to do. About 1 in 5 people partially blame their boss.
What?
No, it's so easy, right? Why wouldn't you blame that person?
19% said that they'd be more engaged at work if they had a better boss. When people were asked about what would make them slack off less, a better boss was also fourth on the list of the most popular things. The top 3 answers were better perks, a lighter workload, and more outings or team building activities. So field trips. So basically, people adults want field trips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they want more work, and that will make them slack off less?
More work outings.
Oh, sorry.
So not more work, just, you know,
sorry.
Hey, everybody, we're going to the zoo.
Okay.
Did you get your permission slip signed?
Yeah,
that's what they want. People in L.A., Miami, and New York admitted to slacking off the most. And the cities with the least amount of slacking, Pittsburgh, Salt Lake City, and Charlotte.
I do think of them as workaholics.
Yeah.
Like, work hard. We're work hard people.
Well, this guy never takes a break. He's never slacking off. But when you're doing what you love, you never work a day in your life. That's what they say. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.